You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the press. It's Wednesday of this golf week. It's September 20th. I'm Ryan Ballinger. Good to have you here. A few hours, my wife and I are heading to Spain to get to the Ryder Cup. Before that, the Solheim Cup. Big week. In between, we've got Oktoberfest for a day and a half, so it's going to be pretty crazy. So I wanted to get this out. It's not too long of a show today. Just want to talk a little bit about the LIV Golf event in Chicago at Rich Harvest Farms. It's in Sugar Grove, Illinois. I know like they call it LIV Golf Chicago, but I think people who live in Chicago would be like, that's not Chicago. That's at best Chicagoland. But hey, that it is what it is. So this is their event that kind of leads into the Ryder Cup. The spacing of LIV is really tricky from a betting standpoint, if not impossible. I've said this all along. I really think there are like five or six players who win on this tour. And everybody else is, I mean, there are other players who have won, but there are five or six consistent competitors, and everyone else is kind of a random. And the spacing between tournaments makes it very difficult to understand who's hot, who's not, why, because you don't see them, especially this time of year. They're not playing any other tour. I mean, they might be playing Asian tour events on the international series, and some of these guys have, but some haven't. And that's the nature of the contract that they have with LIV. So if they're not playing those events, you don't see them, you don't know what's going on. And it just makes it really tough to kind of get behind a certain bets. I mean, you've got a 48-player field. You know a lot of them have no chance of winning. Yet at the same time, and I'll start here, right kind of toward the back half of the middle, Eugenio Lopez-Jacara won a 10-hole playoff on the Asian Tour at Fairmont St. Andrews for his second professional win. A 10-hole playoff. I mean, that's a long time. A lot of extra holes, a lot of mediocre golf. But he won recently. He's 80-1. Is that worth a look, given that he's won a LIV event, albeit overseas, and given that he's won recently? I would argue yes. He is worth a look. At 80-1. He hasn't been particularly good on the LIV Tour this year. And then throw in like Matt Jones, who's been bet up a little bit. I thought I had seen him much deeper, but he's 65-1. Again, kind of coming off of some decent play. But then you look toward the top of the board and you have Cameron Smith at 6-1. You got Bryson 11-1. You got Dustin at 12-1. Taylor Gooch at 14-1. Patrick Reed, Mito Pereira, and Brooks Koepka at 16-1. And then your 22s are Joaquin Niemann, Harold Varner III, and Dean Burmester. I think Dean Burmester is an interesting bet at a deeper number than 22, but he has been pretty consistent on this tour, which is not weird, but probably was not expected when LIV announced all their signings for the year. And you go, Dean Burmester? Like, what? Why? And then shows up and actually plays pretty decently. So that I think that's worth a consideration. I think it's also worth looking at the results of this event from last year. This is one of the venues that was a part of the initial invitational series. So let's take a look at that real quick, and that might help inform maybe some of the wagers that we're going to be making, or at least recommending this week. So last year, Cameron Smith won this event by 3 shots. I think it was his first win on LIV. He wound up by winning on 13 under, 203. And he beat Dustin Johnson and Peter Uihlein by 3 shots. And behind them were Sergio Garcia and Joaquin Niemann. Looking toward the bottom of the board, a bunch of the people that really aren't on this tour anymore or not playing well were on the leaderboard. So not necessarily worried about that, but Taylor Gooch was not very good at this venue last year. He was 3 over T35. So willing to consider not having him part of any selections this week, even though he is clearly a very good LIV player and not necessarily very good at major championship stuff, at least at present. So I think you start there. Probably Dustin Johnson's a reasonable play. Bryson DeChambeau's an interesting play. He has been playing generally well. Obviously had the 58, has won recently. He probably is miffed that he didn't even get much consideration for the Ryder Cup team. That was never going to happen. But that might be something to motivate him, get him interested. I think you stay short this week. If you look at, like I said, Dean Burmester is an interesting play. If you're thinking about the revenge card, maybe you do think about Sergio Garcia. He has not played particularly well on LIV, other than the Tucson event where he got ousted in a playoff. But if you're thinking about that style, you know, okay, he's upset that he didn't make the Ryder Cup team, tried to buy his way back in by paying the fines that the DP World Tour has levied against him so he could get his DP World Tour membership back. He's 25-1. I'm not going to bet that, but if you're trying to think of a storyline around it, that might be of interest. Anirban Lahiri is so interesting to me on this tour, and interesting to me in general, because he has this habit of racking up really high finishes, second, third, fourth, fifth place finishes, but isn't really, you know, you don't think about him to win. He's plus 550 on a top five. He's plus 3,500 to win this week. I think that's worth a look, at least. If you look at kind of what he's done this season on LIV, and apologize for the clicking because we're going to the website to look it all up. But if you look at what he's done this year, he just throws in random good finishes. He has two runner-up finishes this year. Last one at Bedminster and in Adelaide, Australia, where that was a Taylor Gooch win. And then every other finish is not very good. I mean, he's got a bunch of 33rd, 31st, 30th, 40th, 20th. I mean, 20th, I guess, is in the top half of a 48-player field. But he throws in a couple of those here and there. And so I'm willing to look at him for a top five finish. Not a win, but a top five finish at plus 550, I think, is pretty interesting. Other than that, like I said, I throw Chikara out there at 81 because he won recently. Matt Jones, been recently fairly competitive. Other than that, I don't see a lot of carryover, a lot of reason to love anything here. Maybe a Jason Kokrak at 35-1, starting to show some signs of life. But again, betting this tour is so tricky to me because of the space between events. I mean, you've got the Chicago event this week, then you've got the next one in 3 weeks in Saudi Arabia, which maybe at least we have some more history for because of the Saudi International on the DP World Tour. But this week, you really don't have a lot to work with other than the 1 year of data. And then after that, you've got the team event, which is a week later. So the season's basically over for these guys. So this is really your last opportunity to go after this, I guess, on LIV, other than, you know, the Jeddah thing, which take it or leave it, but maybe that's a Brooks Koepka week. So I think Brooks Koepka is an interesting play here because he's got to play, like, he's required to play this. So you can't just have the week off. So maybe he gets into form here, but I would imagine he probably just kind of is hands off here, just trying to take it easy. He doesn't want to get too emotionally drained by trying to play this event and then get ready for the Ryder Cup. Because as soon as this thing is over, he's getting on a jet and going to Italy from Chicago. So I would maybe cross his name off the list, probably not too emotionally invested in this particular week. Also, the other thing that we don't know about, because none of these players know what's going on in the dark, that they probably know even less than the PGA Tour players know about what's happening with whatever agreement the LIV, PIF, and PGA Tour people come up with. So do these guys worry that they have this event and one more in a team event, and then poof goes LIV? Now, that probably will not happen for 2024. There'll probably be one more season of LIV if there's an agreement reached. But there's probably some natural concern about that. There's also probably concern about relegation. They do have this relegation system component. I mean, there aren't as many people as eligible for it as you think, but there is a relegation component to this that's kind of interesting. And if you look at the individual point standings over the course of the year, guys at the bottom, Sawan Kim's gone. Martin Keimer has been terrible. He's gone. No, he's still got a contract because he's a team captain. Chase Koepka, well, that's probably a if-then, so he's probably not gone. But what about James Pyatt, Jed Morgan? Bernd Wiesberger's not been good. Laurie Cantor, Sam Horsfield, they're not good. Andy Ogletree is actually ranked okay. He gets in because of his success on the international series, but he's not a regular. How long's Graham McDowell's contract? Is it 3 years? Matt Jones, you know, who gets kicked out? That is something going to be on some of these players' minds. Just worth throwing out there, I think, at least considering that. Other than that, I stay pretty light on LIV. Again, there's too much time between just the events. It's just too hard to kind of follow, especially this time of year, now that there's no major championships to see their form. So I will be very light this week on LIV if I bet it at all. But at least wanted to throw some recommendations out there. Get it in your mind that, at least worth looking at. Do a short show, as we promised we would do something about, about the event this week. All right, that'll do it for us today on the press. Nice, neat 11-minute show. Thanks for spending some time with us. Hope you enjoy the events this week. And we'll try to update a little bit from Spain as we get an idea of what's happening in the Solheim Cup. Maybe a couple plays here and there to consider, like 5-10-minute shows, nothing particularly long, just kind of get to the point, give you some plays, and move on from there. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thank you for spending some time with us. If you catch us on a podcast platform, let you do so. Leave a 5-star review. Helps us reach more people. Join Golf News Net for $99 a year. You can follow me on Twitter, X, Instagram, Threads, at Ryan Ballingy. Email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Catch you next time when we talk about some Solheim Cup. Have a great day, everybody.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.